我们低头祷告。我们在天上父，亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你，因为今天早上再次用你的恩典和你的慈爱吸引我们到你跟前来。天父，我们为这个气候向你感谢，因为你赐下日光雨水好风给我们，好像我们在你的怀抱当中享受你赐给我们的恩典。主耶稣基督，我们感谢你，因为你常常与我们同在。今天早晨我们再次来朝见你的时候，求主安静我们的心，让每一位朋友们弟兄姊妹，我们的心都能够打开容纳接受你自己的话。求主赐给我们谦卑的心智，让我们不但听你自己的话语，也能够默想你自己的话。所以说我们感谢你，因为今天早上你已经向我们施恩典，我们在这个自由的地图上聚集敬拜你的时候，我们要纪念在大陆上我们许多受苦受难的同胞，求主你纪念他们在你面前有许多认识你的敬拜你跟随你的基督徒，愿主与他们同在，赐福你的教会在大陆上能够忠心地为你的名做见证。所以说我们将我们的国家交在你恩手当中，求主带领。你曾经应许我们说，凡以你的名以你为主的，这果是有福的，你所拣选为产业的，这民乃是有福的。主啊，请你拣选我们，求主你带领我们，让我们每一位同胞能够认识你自己，让我们政府每一位官员都能够认识我们主耶稣的名字，我们真是能够在这里我们高举你自己的名，你的公义才能彰显在我们中间，你复兴我们的国家。谢谢主耶稣你的恩典，愿主你带领我们今天早上在你面前这样的聚集，好像我们众人都在你面前因着你自己的话语更多的认识你自己，我们真是在这里能够接受主耶稣做我们每一个人的救主，我们在这里每一个基督徒已经认识你的，我们更多的思想主耶稣你自己话语的奇妙，愿我们的生命都能够得着长进。我们刚才将我们的歌声献在你的面前，求主悦纳，求主在我们以下的时间让每一位都能够存着敬拜你的心在你的面前，我们真是能够除去我们里面一切的成见，我们在我们里面我们就是有谦卑来听主你自己的话语，求主给我们有受教的心在你的面前，愿主将你的话语赐给我们，因为你的话语每一句都带着能力，因为你告诉我们说人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠着父口中所说一切的话，求主将这些赐给我们，给我们饥渴慕义的心，让我们渴慕你自己的话过于我们每天所需用的饮食，愿主你纪念我们这样的聚集，也纪念今天早上在你面前每一个地方各岛各处所有敬拜的聚会，所有传福音的聚会，在你面前求主照样与他们同在。谢谢主的恩典，求主这样垂听我们不配的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。请坐。
Now for these 3 weeks, we are going to be studying the Psalm 100.
在一连三个礼拜当中，我们所讨论的都是诗篇第一百篇。
It's a very famous piece of literature from Israel.
这是以色列文学当中一个很著名的诗歌。
Everybody should memorize it.
我们每一个人都应当记得这首诗歌。
It's very short, so let's read it together.
这首诗歌很短，所以我要求各位，我们大家来念一念。
Let's all read Psalm 100, or if you have memorized it, you can say it by heart.
我们大家一同来看诗篇第一百篇。假如已经能够记得的，就请你不必翻，用你的心跟我们一同来念。
It is to be found on page 731, is it?
在我们两段圣经里面，请翻到旧约731面。
All right, let's read it all together.
我们大家一同来念，大家一同开口：普天下当向耶和华欢呼，你们当乐意侍奉耶和华，当来向他歌唱。你们当晓得耶和华是神，我们是他造的。也是属他的，我们是他的民，也是他草场的羊。但称谢进入他的门， 当赞美进入他的院，当感谢他，称颂他的名，因为耶和华本为善，他的慈爱存到永远，他的信实直到万代。
Now the third verse right in the middle, we're going to spend our time on that, which says, Know the Lord, know that He is God, it is He that has made us and not we ourselves.
我们今天要把中间的一节，就是第三节抽出来，花一点时间来思考它。这一节告诉我们，你们当晓得耶和华是神，我们是他造的，不是我们自己造的。
We are his people and the sheep of his pasture.
也是我们是他的民，也是属他的，我们也是他草场的羊。
And so this morning we're going to talk about several things, three things.
所以今天早上我们要谈三件事。
The first is, it says to know God, to know that God is the Lord. How can we know?
第一件事就是我们怎么样能够晓得神。
And then the second thing is, how did we come to be here?
第二件事我们要思考的就是我们怎么会变成我们这个样子的。
And finally, how is it possible for a human like I am to enter into and become part of God's family?
第三件事我们要思考的就是像我这样一个人怎么会到了神的家里成为他的民。
How do I get knowledge?
我怎么样得到知识。
How can I know God?
我怎么会晓得神。
Let's think about the way that we acquire knowledge.
我们先来思想一下我们人是怎么样得知识的。
I suppose that the most common way is by our experiences.
我想我们最普通的方法是借着经验。
Our five senses tell us about things that are happening about us.
我们的五官告诉我们周围所发生的事。
When we burn our finger in the fire, we know not to put it in there next time.
假如我们在火里烧了我们的指头，我们就晓得下一次不要把手伸到火里去。
If we spill our milk, then our mother spanks us, and we know that it hurts, so we don't spill our milk again.
假如我们把牛奶喝翻了，我们的母亲就会打我们。那么我们就晓得以后不要再这样粗心大意泼翻牛奶。
So the easiest way to learn is through our ability to sense and to know and to feel and to touch and taste.
因此我们最简单的方法得到知识就是借助我们的观能来看来听来摸来接触到。
Now there's a second major way of acquiring knowledge and that is through our parents.
第二个我们得到知识的方法是借助我们的父母。
In our early years of learning experience, of course, our mother and father teach us very much.
在我们学习的初期，我们的父母教导我们最多。
As we grow older, we go away to school and we learn to respect our teachers.
当我们长大了，我们就上学校，然后我们就从我们的尊敬的老师那个地方学习。
Then comes the time to obey the army officers.
然后我们有时间要在军中服从我们的长官。
Then comes the time to obey the boss in the factory.
然后我们到工厂里服务，要服从我们的老板。
And then comes the time to obey our wives at home.
然后我们在家里要服从我们的妻子。
And so we learn from other people. We learn from people that are in authority.
所以我们是从别的人，是从别的有权威的人那个地方得到知识的。
So we ask, who is our authority? What is the basis for our learning?
因此我们就要来问了，谁是我们有权威的掌上，谁是我们得到知识的基础呢？
Knowledge is advancing so very fast.
我们的知识是这样飞速的增长。
Nobody can remember all about everything.
没有一个人可以把所有的事都记得。
But the new calculators, the electronic brains can store thousands of bits of information.
但是现在新发明的电脑、电子计算机可以把很多很多复杂的知识记得。
Recently, the Time magazine has told us about a new series of computers that can add 500 times faster than the old kind.
最近出版的《时代》杂志告诉我们，有一种新发明的电子计算机，就是电脑，它可以比过去的老的计算机在计算上面要快500倍。
So here's another source of information.
因此呢，我们又有了一个知识的来源。We
learn by our senses.
我们从我们的五官来得到知识。We
learn from our teachers.
我们从我们老师那个地方学习。And
we can learn from the modern equipment like electronic brains.
我们甚至于从最新发明的机器，像电脑得到知识。Are
there only three places we can learn?
是不是只有这三个地方我们才能得到知识呢？
Well, some people would say maybe there's another way.
有的人也许说可能还有别的地方，还有别的方法。Some
would like to say, and I think I would also like to say that there is at least another source of information.
那有些人呢，我也同意，认为最低限度还有一个另外一个知识的来源。Now,
God has provided a revelation.
神给我们预备了一种启示。The
third verse we read said, "No God."
第三节我们读到，当晓得耶和华是神。We
should become acquainted with the God of heaven.
我们要跟天上的神认识。This
is His own word to us.
这是他为我们预备的世界。Now
God doesn't tease us or make fun of us.
神不讥诮我们，也不戏弄我们。He
doesn't say know me and then make it impossible for somebody to become acquainted with himself.
他没有说你们来认识我，但是他使我们认识他这件事变成不可能的。In
Hebrews, it tells us in the first chapter, in the first three verses, that a long time ago, God spoke to men through prophets.
在希伯来书第一章，从第一节到第三节。 那个地方告诉我们，神在古的时候，在从前，借着众先知晓谕我们。But
in more recent times, he has chosen another way to reveal himself, and that was through a man.
但是到后来，他就拣选了另外一个方法，就是借助一个人来向我们晓谕。God
sent his son, the man Jesus Christ, to come and reveal God's heart to us.
神差遣他的独生儿子到这个世上来，把神的心意向我们显明。Do
you want to know who God is?
你要不要知道神是谁？
Then you should become acquainted with the Lord Jesus Christ.
那么你如果想的话，就必须先认识耶稣基督。He
who knows Jesus Christ knows God.
认识耶稣基督的就认识神。You
know, one of the disciples of Christ came to Jesus and said, "Oh, please, Jesus, show us God the Father."
各位晓得，耶稣有一个门徒曾经跑到他的面前，对他说：“主啊，请你将父神显给我们。”And
Jesus turned to this disciple. His name was Philip, and he said to Philip, "Don't you know that the person who has seen me, Jesus Christ, has also seen the Father?"
耶稣就对这个问话的门徒，就是腓力讲，他说：“你难道不晓得吗？人看见了我，就是看见了父。”Have
I been so long with you, dear disciples, and you didn't recognize that I am God in the flesh?
我与你同在这样长久，你还不认识我，就是神在肉身里面。
You know, a lot of people say, "Well, I can't feel God. I can't see Him."
有很多人说，我摸不到神，我也看不到神。I
can't hear God, and I can't, with my five senses, touch Him.
我不能够听见神讲话，我更不能够用我的五官来摸到神。I
would like you to listen to the testimony of His disciples.
我也要各位。
In 1 John, this is not in your lesson, it's not printed out, but in 1 John 1st chapter 1st verse, it tells us this.
在约翰福音第约翰一书第一章第一节，这个不是我们在游泳讲义上面印好的，请大家翻到约翰一书第一章第一节，在新约345面。
In that place, it tells us the witness of his disciple, and this is what it says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard with our ears, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon with our hands, and have handled the word of life, even Jesus Christ.
这一节圣经是他的门徒所做的一个见证，说论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。And
so this disciple says with his senses, with his ears and with his eyes and with his hands, he has touched and seen and felt the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
在这个地方，他的门徒给我们做见证，他是用他的五官四肢当中的眼睛、耳朵、舌摸到耶稣、听见耶稣、看见耶稣，现在他给我们做见证。What
we tell you today is not a dream that we had last night.
我们跟你们讲的不是我们在昨天晚上做的梦。
It's not a fable or a fairy tale that many people wrote down many years ago.
这个不是神话，也不是童话，是许多年以前被人写出来的。
But it's based on the truthful testimony of men and women whose lives have been changed by Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
而是一些男人和一些女人，他们所做的见证，这些人的生命因为耶稣基督而有所改变。
You know, a Russian astronaut went on a flight and went around the moon and he said, I looked everywhere and I did not find God.
各位晓得，有一个俄国的太空人，他跑到地球上面兜了一圈，他说我在每一个地方都找遍了，但是找不见神。
Psalm 14 and the first verse says that a fool has said in his heart, there is no God.
诗篇第14篇第1节告诉我们，欲望人
It goes on to say that God looked down from heaven upon earth to see if there were any men who did seek after God.
接下来又告诉我们说，耶和华从天上垂看世人，要看有明白的没有，有寻求神的没有。The
third verse of that psalm tells us that God did not find any. There's none that does good. There's no one. They have all become filthy.
第3节告诉我们说， 连一个行善的也没有，连一个都没有，他们一同变为污秽。Let's
not be the kind of people that do not seek after God.
我们不要做不寻求神的人。It
is possible to know the living God.
认识神是可以的。Let's
not be classified as the fool who says there is no God.
我们不要做那种
In the New Testament, there's a very small little letter called 1 John.
在新约圣经里面有一卷很短的书，叫做约翰一书。
It's only a few pages long.
只有几页。
And yet in that book, over 37 times, it says that we can know, we can understand, we can perceive.
但是在这短短的几章圣经里面， 却有37次提到我们可以晓得，我们可以明白，我们可以认识神。So
if you really want to know, I would recommend the book of 1 John to help you understand who God really is.
假如你们真想知道，那么我就推荐你们看约翰一书从第1章到第5章，那个最能够帮助我们了解神是谁。Let's
look at the second chapter and the third verse.
我们看 约翰一书第2章第3节，
And in that verse it says the following thing.
在那一节圣经里面这样告诉我们，
Hereby do we know that we know him if we keep his commandments.
我们若遵守他的诫命，就晓得是认识神。
The person who keeps the commandments of God can know God.
遵守神诫命的人就可以认识神。
And so the simple question is, what are the commandments of God?
因此我们有一个简单的问题跟下来，神的诫命是什么？
So the third chapter, 23rd verse tells us what the commandments of God are.
因此在约翰一书第3章第23节就告诉我们神的诫命是什么。This
is his commandment that we believe on the name of his son Jesus Christ and love one another.
神的命令就是叫我们 信他儿子耶稣基督的名，且照他赐给我们的命令彼此相爱。
The word of God says we can know.
圣经啊，神的话告诉我们，我们可以认识。
How can you know?
我们怎么样能够认识？
Keep his commandments.
遵守他的诫命。
What are his commandments?
他的诫命是什么？
Believe on his son Jesus Christ.
信他儿子耶稣基督的名。
And love one another.
彼此相爱。
I love my brother.
我爱我的弟兄。
He doesn't look like me.
他跟我长得不一样。
We didn't have the same daddy or mama here.
我们的父母都不一样。
But we have the same heavenly father.
但是我们有同一个天父。
And so I call him my brother.
因此我称他为弟兄。
And so we love one another.
因此我们要彼此相爱。
And we can know God.
我们借着彼此相爱就可以认识神。
Because we also obey the commandments of God.
因为我们也遵守服从神的诫命。
We love Jesus Christ.
我们爱耶稣基督。
Dear friends, it's possible to know God.
因此，各位朋友，认识神是可以的。
You must know His Son.
你必须要认识他的儿子。
Now we've been talking about the problems of knowing.
我们现在谈的都是知道的问题，认识的问题。
I'd like to talk a little bit about the greatness of outer space.
我现在要跟大家讨论我们这个太空的问题。
So we're going to talk about the heavens.
我们现在要谈天上的事。
You know, the Bible says that all the gods of all the people of the nations are idols which they've made with their hands.
圣经上告诉我们说，外邦的神都属虚无，因为他们是人手所造的。
But it goes on to say that God made the heavens.
但是接下去又告诉我们说，唯独耶和华创造诸天。
When you look up into the heavens and see the stars, how do you explain everything?
当你抬头看天上的星辰的时候，你怎么样解释它们呢？
Well, there's one theory that everything began very small.
有一种理论说，一切的东西在开始的时候都是很小的。
So they say that things began very small.
因此他们说，在宇宙天地当中最初是一个小东西。
And then they had a big explosion.
然后这个小东西就爆炸。
And little pieces fell off.
有很多小东西就散裂开来。
And then these things broke up into smaller pieces.
那么这些东西呢再分裂成更小的东西。
And so they postulate that everything began with a big explosion.
因此他们的结论呢，就是一切的东西都是从爆炸而长成现在这个样子。
So astronomers think that at one time everything was very small and then it began to get big from the small to the big.
因此天文学家就告诉我们，这些东西最初都是很小的，然后他们把它慢慢的长大，慢慢的长大。
But now we see that there's a new idea that's going on.
但是现在有一种新的见解。
The pieces are not getting smaller as they break off.
Pardon?
The pieces are not getting smaller as they break off.
那么，这个，宇宙间的东西啊，不是，从小的开始，像他们玩的那种高尔夫一样。
But the newest idea is that things began and they're exploding and getting bigger and bigger instead of smaller and smaller.
那么他们的见解呢，理论就是说，在起初的时候啊，这个东西是愈长愈大，愈来愈大，而不是愈来愈小。
The old textbooks have to be thrown away.
老的教科书要丢掉。
And now we have to print new textbooks.
我们要印新的教科书。
Because there's a new theory.
因为有新的理论。
The universe isn't getting smaller.
宇宙不是愈来愈小。
But the universe is getting bigger.
宇宙是愈来愈大。
Now, in past times, they used to use an optical instrument with glasses and mirrors.
在过去，人都是用玻璃做的望远镜来看天上的东西。
But in 1958, the University at Columbia developed a new kind of telescope to look in the heavens.
但是在1958年，这个哥伦比亚大学发明了一种新的无线电望远镜。
And they're using a radio type of telescope to listen to the heavens.
他们用无线电望远镜来听
And now they can go 10 times further into outer space than we could with the optical instrument with our eye.
现在用这种无线电望远镜比过去用的玻璃做的那种望远镜用眼睛看的要可以看到外太空远10倍。
And they learned two important things.
他们明白了两件事。
The first thing is that there are no empty spaces in heaven.
第一件就是在天上
Every space in heaven is information coming from it to this radio telescope.
在太空里面有很多信息都被收到这个无线电望远镜里面来。
The next thing that they discovered was that, that the universe is expanding and getting bigger and bigger.
他们第二件所得到的知识就是这个宇宙愈来愈大，正在
Our own galaxy as well as those in other parts of the universe are moving away from each other and going further and further away and everything is expanding.
我们所看到的银河以及天上其他的星群都离我们地球愈来愈远。
You know that science is making some interesting claims.
各位晓得科学常常提出一些很有趣的主张。
Science is saying that we know that we have the answers to many things.
科学告诉我们，我们知道，我们晓得很多事情的答案。
But the further we go into outer space, the more space there is.
Pardon?
The further we go into outer space, we learn more and more, and it's never ending.
但是当我们越往外太空研究的话，我们就晓得愈没有一个终了。
God made the heavens.
神 创造诸天,
and we can never get to the end of God.
我们没有办法能够把神的知识搜索的穷尽。
Well, let's look at inner space, the inner space of man.
我们现在看我们人体里面的内太空。
So we look at inner space and we find out some similar things.
我们在人体里面这个可以发现一些小的东西。
You know that man is made of many cells.
各位晓得人是用 细胞组成的。
So if we take a microscope and we look at a cell, we see the parts of a cell, a single cell.
因此，我们用显微镜来可以看到一个简单的细胞。
How many cells in a man?
一个人身上有多少细胞呢？
Well, there are many trillions of cells.
人身上的细胞有几千兆。
How many is a trillion?
一个这个一百一兆有多少呢？
How much is that?
这个地方有多少？
Can you understand how many cells that is?
那么你可以了解这就有多少细胞？
I don't know how many cells that is.
我数不出来有多少细胞。
We can get an idea.
但是我们可以 脑筋里面有一个概念。
If we took every cell and we stretched it out so that it was just in line with each other, let's see how far it would go.
那么我现在把一个人身上的细胞拿出来，给它连接起来，我们看看，给它一个连一个，看看能够连到有多长。
How long do you think that would be?
你们想一想看有多长。
Well, that's a long distance, dear friends.
一个人身上的细胞可以连得很长很长。
6.3 million miles.
有630万英里长。
How far is 6.3 million miles?
630万英里有多长呢？
Well, if we took the world,
假如我们把这个地球,
and if we went around the world over 200 times,
我们把这个630万里长度绕着这个地球要绕多少圈呢？ 200圈。
If we'd gone around the world 200 times, we still would have some of the cells left over.
我们绕了200圈以后啊, 还有很多细胞是多余在那里。
So there are a lot of things about the human body that are very marvelous and we don't know very much about yet.
因此在人体里面有许多我们不晓得的奇妙的东西。
But you know inside the cell, there's a nucleus, a center of the cell.
但是各位晓得在细胞里面还有一个核子。 就是这个细胞的中心点。Inside
of that are chromosomes.
在那个里面有染色体。How
big is a chromosome?
一个染色体有多大呢？
These chromosomes determine whether you have a nose like me or a nose like your brother Tom.
这个染色体啊是在人身上做什么用的呢？它可以确定一个人的鼻子是像我还是像坎弟兄。
It'll determine whether you have black hair or white hair.
那会确定你有黑头发还是白头发。
Whether you're tall or whether you're fat.
也会确定你是高个还是矮个子。
How many chromosomes are there?
一个人的染色体有多少？
Well, since these determine racial characteristics, we ought to talk about all of the races of the world.
因为它是决定呢人这个人种的特征的，所以我们要谈这个世界上的种族。
If we took all of the chromosomes from every man that lives on the earth today, we could put it into one little thing.
假如啊，我们把全世界上面各种各族人身上的染色体全部取出来，我们可以把它装在一个东西里面。
You see this little pill up here, some of you may be able to see it.
那么现在你们看到我手里拿的这个小小的玩意儿，有些人也许可以看得到。
This is an aspirin tablet.
这个是一片阿司匹林。
Now, the chromosomes are so small that all the chromosomes of the world in the sperm of men could all be put into the size of one aspirin tablet.
染色体小到一个程度，什么程度呢？就是把全世界上面各种各族人身上的染色体都拿出来，可以装在大小跟阿司匹林这样体积大的一个小盒子里面。
Now there's something that's even smaller than that.
还有一些东西啊，比染色体更小的。
There are little bumps or little nodes on the chromosome.
在染色体上面有很多小瘤小结。
These are called genes.
这个小瘤小结叫做遗传基因。
In every single individual egg that is fertilized that's going to become a baby, there are over 8 million little genes. There are over 8 million genes.
有一个人身上有800万遗传基因。
Now, the chances of combining these genes so that you'd have the same combination every time is over 7 trillion possibilities.
这种遗传基因呢，如果再组合一次，它的概率就是忽然率是70兆分之1。这种组合如果再发生一次的话，它的忽然率是70兆分之1。
Is it possible to have another person just like you?
能不能够让别的人？有这种忽然率长出来跟你一样吗？
By mathematics, this is the possibility. 1 out of 700 trillion.
那么这个就是概率，忽然率，要70兆分之1才有另外一个人呢，可能跟你相像。
If you were a twin, that was different.
假如你是双胞胎，那又是一个另外的问题。
Everybody's thumbprint is different.
每一个人的指纹不一样。
Everybody's heart and thoughts are different.
每一个人的心跟他的思想不一样。
What you say, biology is very simple.
你们讲生物学很简单。
We studied very simple things like water.
我们学到过水。
And you said that water is so easy to understand.
水呀、是很容易明白的。
And you said that oxygen combines very easily, and we understand what carbon dioxide is.
那么我们晓得这个氧气。里面所包含的什么东西，然后我们也想着呢，二氧化碳里面所包含的是什么。
But let me just ask you about something as simple as milk.
但是我现在要跟大家讨论呢，最简单的就是牛奶。
In milk there are many things.
在牛奶里面有很多成分。
Let's just talk about one simple thing.
我们来谈一谈一个很简单的东西。
In milk there's a protein called casein.
在牛奶里面有一种叫做甘露素的蛋白质。
And so let's look at casein and see what it is like.
在甘露素蛋白质里面，我们来看一看它的这个方程式是怎么样的。
This represents the atoms of different items that are in one protein in milk.
这个里面告诉我们是牛奶里面蛋白质所含的原子。
And so it's very simple.
所以我们这样一看呢，好像很简单。
And so you say, how could this happen?
那么他们说，
这怎么会有这样的事的呢？
It's possible to break this down.
我们把这些东西啊要拆开呢是很简单的可能的。
But it's not so easy to put it back together again.
但是我们要再把它组合起来那就没有这样方便。
It's like a little boy who plays with a clock.
就像一个小孩子在玩弄一个闹钟一样。
It's easy to take it apart.
我们把它拆开很简单。
But when I try to put it back together, it's very hard.
但是当我要再想把它装配起来那就很困难。
Now some people say that man, is very simple.
有的人说人很简单。
That, man came from, very small things and grew and grew and grew, and, eventually he became, upright.As you and I are.
那么人最初啊，是从一个很小很小的东西，然后进化进化到我们现在这样高大。
So they promise that the theory of evolution is the way that things happen.
那么这个就是所谓的进化论。
And they say that everything began small and went to the big.
这个进化论告诉我们呢，最初是从小，然后长到大。
And so if we put man over here, the ultimate end of evolution, here's a man.
那么我们现在就来看，我们把画一个人在这个地方，来看到这个进化论。
We'll put a plant or something very simple, single cell.
那么我们现在放一个很简单的，像细胞在这个这个地方。
Now, the animal life is supposed to have come even from the plant life.
那么
Do you understand? Do you know what this kind of plant is?
那么你们晓得这个植物是什么东西吗
？We call it a fern.It's a kind of a fern.
蕨，叫蕨。
Now, if you look at the cell of the fern, you can find out how many chromosomes are in that fern.
那么你如果要是看一个细胞的话，那么你晓得这个里面呢，要包含的有多少染色体。
And so we take the cell of a man and we count the chromosomes in a man.
所以我们把人身上的细胞拿一个出来。来数点它的染色体。
I'm not a very good artist, but I'd like to draw a horse.
我不是一个善于画画的人，但是我可以画一匹马。
A horse. And we take a cell of a horse.
我们
the cell from a horse.
A horse.
A horse, 马。
我从一个马的身上拿一个细胞出来。
And we want to count the chromosomes.
我们来数一数染色体。
Now.If everything began small and got more complicated, we would expect that the man would have more chromosomes.
那么假如每一件东西都是由小而大，我们就可能这样指望人的身上啊有更多的这个染色体。
But the horse has 60 chromosomes.
一个马的身上呢有60个染色体。
And this little fern has something else.
那么这个蕨里面呢还有别的东西。
It's very confusing because it has 64.
那么这个它有64个
and a man only has 48
人身上呢只有48个
Now I want to ask you about this worm
那么我现在我来给大家看一个小虫
I went out in the garden today
我今天到园子里面
And I got a worm
我挖到一个小蚯蚓
And I want you to tell me how many chromosomes this worm has
我要请教各位这个蚯蚓的身上有多少染色体
It's a very confusing thing.
这个是很复杂。
Because this worm has 32.
因为这个小蚯蚓的身上啊有32个。
This has 32.
还有32个。
If I go out into the ocean and I catch, you know what a shrimp is, like a shrimp.
shrimp, 虾子。假如我到海里面去抓一只虾子。
It's very confusing.
这是很复杂的。
Because the same chromosome count is up in over 200.
因为在一只虾子的身上有200个染色体
and so things don't fit into the pattern or the plan for evolution
所以这个东西那么假如我们用进化论来解释它是解释不通的
and yet all of your teachers only teach that the only way man came was by evolution
但是我们所有的老师教导我们人是由进化来的
I say it takes more faithfor the scientists to believe in evolution than it takes for me to believe in the Bible.
那么我认为要一个科学家我认为要相信进化论呢比相信圣经所需要的信心还要大。
When I look out into outer space,
当我看外太空
I read that God created the heavens.
我知道了神创造了诸天。
When I look into inner space,
我看我身体里面，
The word of God says that God made us and we did not make ourselves.
圣经神的话告诉我们，我们是神造的，不是我们自己造的。
Man is very clever and can do many things.
人很聪明，可以做很多事情。
He can walk on the moon.
他可以在月球上面漫步。
And he can look inside and he can do many wonderful things, but he cannot create life.
但是他人可以往人体里面来看，发现有很多东西，但是不能够创造一个生命。
Now the last part of this verse says, we should be the people of God.
在我们这一节圣经的最后一部分告诉我们说，我们应当做神的子民。
He says, I want you to be the sheep of my pasture.
这个地方告诉我们神的意思，希望我们做他草场的羊。
How can we become his people? How can we belong to his flock?
我们怎么能够成为他的子民？怎么能够成为他的羊群之一呢？
How can you become like a little lamb?
你怎么能够变成一个羊呢？
Well, there's only one way I know of.
只有一个方法。
And that's to have a mother and a father lamb, lamb or sheep to be born into the family of sheep.
那么我们只有有一个羊的父亲，他可以生了一个羊的孩子。
You can't change your own nature.
你不能够改变你的自然属性。
And we have to have our nature changed if we're going to belong to the family of God.
我们要属于神的家，必须要把我们的自然属性改掉。
How can we join the family of God? How can we become his people?
我们怎么能够属于神的家呢？我们怎么能够成为神的民呢？
It's by becoming just like a little lamb.
就是要像一个羊那样。
I don't like to be called a little lamb.
我不愿意被人家称为一只羊。
They're so stupid.
因为羊很笨。
They're so selfish.
很自私。
They'll do anything you tell them to do.
他们会照你吩咐样样都做。
They'll follow anybody that you tell them to follow.
如果你要他跟从谁，他就跟从谁。
I used to work for a meat packing factory.
我曾经在一个这个肉食加工工厂里面做事。
And we used to kill a lot of lambs for the factory.
那么我们要杀很多的羊子。
And the sheep would be brought in by a railroad.
这个羊啊，是用由火车、铁路运来。
And they would bring in thousands of these sheep into the yards where the factory was.
他们要把这些羊群，千千万万的羊群啊，带到这个工厂的院子里面来。
And it was a problem to get the sheep off of the railroad cars and into the factory.
要把羊从车厢里面，那么领出来到院子里很伤脑筋。
But there was an old goat with big horns.
有一个老山羊，它有两只大角。
And we used to take this goat and he used to climb up the stairs.
我们就用这个老山羊啊，它就来爬这个梯子。
And so all of the lambs would follow the old goat up the stairs.
这些小羊呢就跟从这个老山羊啊，往这个地方爬过来。
And he'd go inside,
他就爬进这个院子。
And then he'd come out.
他又从那边出来。
But all the little lambs would lose their heads.
那个所有其他的羊啊，都没有脑筋。
And so the betrayer, this goat, would come back out here.
那么这个出卖他们的这个老山羊啊，就从这个地方啊进来，他又从这里跑掉了。
Then he'd get another group of lambs to follow him to their death.
然后他又把另外一群羊带来送死。
We named that goat a certain name.
我们给这个老山羊起了一个名字。
We gave him the name of Judas the betrayer.
我们给他起的外号就是卖主的犹大。
And so lambs are very dumb and very stupid.
所以羊是又笨又蠢。
Now, I want to tell you that the Word of God says that we are all like sheep and little lambs that have gone astray.
我要告诉各位，神的话告诉我们说，我们都如羊走迷。
You must remember this very important place, Isaiah 53 and the 6th verse.
那是以赛亚书第53章第六节告诉我们的。
It says, all we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned every man to his own way, and God has laid on his son Jesus Christ the sin of all of us.
那个地方告诉我们说，我们都如羊走迷， 更偏行己路。耶和华神将我们众人的罪都归在耶稣基督他儿子的身上。
We are all lost in our own selfish ways, dear friends.
我们都在我们自私的路上迷失了。
And we need a good shepherd to lead us very carefully.
我们需要一个好牧人仔细的小心的来引导我们。
The 10th chapter of John's Gospel tells us that Jesus Christ said, I am the good shepherd.
约翰福音第十章告诉我们耶稣说我是好牧人。
And Jesus Christ, as the good shepherd, sacrificed his own life that we, the lambs, should be allowed freedom.
由于耶稣是好牧人，所以他为我们这些羊群舍命，使我们能够得到一条又新又活的路。
He provided a way that we might escape.
他给我们准备了一条生路。
The question is, do you belong to the good shepherd?
问题是你是不是属于这个好牧人的？
Are you in his flock?
你是不是在他的羊群里面？
Or are you like just like a little lamb that's lost his way?
你或者是不是就像那个这个迷途的羔羊一样？
Nobody likes to admit we've lost our way and are wandering around.
我们没有人愿意承认我们是在路途上面迷失了。
We lose a lot of faith if we admit that we are lost and cannot find our own way.
假如我们要公开地承认我们迷途了而找不到怎么样回家，那个是很丢人的事情。
But we have a very wonderful good news today that there is a good shepherd who looks for little lost sheep.
但是我们今天有一个好消息，就是有一位好牧人他在寻找他迷失的羊。
And it's possible to know him.
认识他是可以的。
How can we know him?
我们怎么样能够认识他？
Do we depend on our five senses?
我们是不是依靠我们的五官？
Is that enough for us to get all the information we can?
我们依靠五官就能够得到我们所有的知识了吗？
Do we depend upon our own intelligence, our own wisdom and brains?
我们是不是依靠我们脑筋里面的知识与智慧呢？
Is it necessary to have graduated from college to be able to understand these things?
要了解这些事情是不是需要从一个大学里面毕业呢？
Do you have to be a high school graduate in order to understand these things?
为了要认识要明白这些事，你难道需要从高中毕业吗？
Do you have to have degrees in order to understand that, that God loves you so much he sent his son?
要了解神这样爱你，他把他的儿子差遣来给你，是不是需要有学位呢？
It's not necessary, dear friends.
完全用不着。
In fact, if you try to understand with your natural abilities, you may find it almost impossible to understand.
假如你要靠你天赋的本能，你自然的力量想来认识神的话，那几乎是不可能的。
We're talking about spiritual things.
我们所谈论的是属灵的事。
When we talk about spiritual things and compare them to natural things, it's very hard to understand.
当我们讨论属灵的事，如果把这些事跟属血气的事比较起来，那是非常不容易了解的。
We need outside help.
我们需要外在的帮助。
We need the Spirit of God to give us this revelation and help us understand what it means.
我们需要圣灵的启示来帮助我们了解这些事。
I'm so glad that I can tell you I have put my confidence and my trust in God's revelation.
我很高兴我能够给各位做见证，说我已经接受了神所给我的这种启示，让我能够认识他。
Dear friends, it's possible to know that Jehovah is God.
亲爱的朋友们，我们认识耶和华是神是可能的。
It is he that has made us and not we ourselves.
我们是他造的，不是我们自己造的。
We belong to him.
我们属于他。
1 John 5, the 5th chapter of 1 John tells us this following thing.
约翰一书第五章第十二节告诉我们下面这段话。
He who has the Son has life.
人有了神，神的儿子就有生命。
He who does not have the Son does not have life.
没有神的儿子就没有生命。
Dear friends, this morning you do not need to have graduated and obtained a PhD degree to understand that simple thing.
所以亲爱的朋友，今天早上我们要告诉你，你用不着要得到一个 博士学位才能够认识神。
Let's look at the verse again.
我们再看这节圣经。
He who has the Son has life.
人有了神的儿子就有生命。
And he who has not the Son of God does not have life.
没有神的儿子就没有生命。
You do not even have to have graduated from a kindergarten in order to understand that.
要明白这件事，你根本连幼稚园都用不着上。
A little child can understand that.
一个小孩子都可以明白。
And an old man can also appreciate that.
所以一个老年人呢，也应该感谢神这件事情。
The question is, do you have Jesus Christ as the Son and does he live in you or not?
所以问题在你有没有神的儿子耶稣基督。
If you know Jesus Christ, you know God.
假如你认识耶稣基督，你就认识神。
It's possible to become joined to the family of God by spiritual new birth this morning.
因此，我们要在神的家里面有这种新的生命是可以的。
The Lord Jesus Christ loved you so much that he came and he died for your sin.
耶稣基督爱你爱到这样一个程度，他为你的罪死了。
God had to have a way in which man could be brought into his own family.
神要有一个方法，这个方法就是把人领到他的家里。
And the only thing that separates man from God is man's own sin and rebellion.
唯一使人与神隔绝的就是人自己的罪与悖逆。
And God says, I must have peace established.
神要建立和平。
I must judge sin.
我要刑罚罪恶。
And the price of sin is death.
罪的工价就是死。
And so God says, I myself, in the form of my own son, will die for man.
所以神就说，我自己要借助我儿子的那个形状为人的罪。
The good shepherd Jesus Christ did this for you and for me and wants to bring you into his flock.
好牧人耶稣基督就这样做，他目的就是要把我们变成他的羊群。
Know God.
认识神。
Know that he made you.
晓得我们是他造的。
Know that he loves you so much he wants you to belong to his family.
认识他爱你爱到这样一个程度，希望你成为他家里的人。
You can belong to his family.
你可以属于他的家。
Are you interested in belonging to his family?
你对于属于他的家庭这件事有没有兴趣？
Do you know God?
你晓得什么？
You can know God this morning.
你可以在今天早上就认识他。
It's very early.
这是很还早。
And it's time to stop.
现在我们还来得及。
But there's time yet this morning to talk to you some more.
但是今天早上我们还有一些时间可以跟你们更多的谈论耶稣的事。
We'd like to talk to you about any questions that you have.
我们愿意跟你讨论你所有的一切问题。
We'd be happy to share with you how we became members of God's family.
我们愿意跟你们共享，就是同坐神家里的子民。
We invite you to stay behind and talk to us.
我们邀请你们留下来跟我们一同谈论。
We invite you to take this home and study it carefully.
我们希望你们能够把这个讲章带回家仔细去研读。
We apologize for some mistakes.
我们特别要表示歉意，因为这个上面有很多打字打错。
But these mistakes are only a testimony that we're only human like you.
那么这些错误正好证明我们跟各位一样的是人。
We're no different than you.
我们跟你们没有分别。
And I make mistakes.
我犯错。
And I've made very, very many bad mistakes in my life.
我在我一生当中曾经犯过很严重的错误。
But I'm so glad this morning that I know the Savior Jesus Christ who has forgiven me of my sin.
但是我今天早上非常的高兴能够跟大家做见证，耶稣基督他已经赦免了我的罪。
He can forgive your sin.
他也可以赦免你的罪。
But you must trust him first.
但是你必须先相信他。
We invite you to stay behind and trust Jesus Christ.
我们邀请你留下来相信耶稣基督。
Thank you very much.
谢谢各位。
Pray.
我们大家低头做一个简单的祷告。天父，我们感谢你，我们赞美你，因为你实在眷顾了我。你让我们可以认识你，你用 最简单的方法，
是我们可以认识你，
就是记住你的儿子，我们可以认识你，记住你的儿子可以得到你的生命。主啊，这是一个太简单的方法，但是我们脑筋就是不能够接受这样简单的方法，我们把属灵的事看为预兆，求你帮助我们，利用你的圣灵启示我们，使我们参透万事，使我们晓得我们是你造的，使我们晓得你的儿子耶稣基督到这个世上来只有一个目的，就是替我们的罪死在十字架上，好让我们能够成为你的民，成为你草场的羊，成为你家里的人。主啊，我们求你祝福你自己的话，你把你今天早上向我们讲的信息放在我们的心里面，随着我们所带的讲义，随着我们的录音带带到我们个人的家里面，成为我们随时的帮助，让我们要认识你的时候，就是从你的话语里面，有你的儿子就有生命，没有你的儿子就没有生命。主啊，你把这句话牢牢地放在每一个人的心里面，让我们随时想起来，随时可以记住这句话来认识你。主啊，你与我们同在，带领我们散去以后回到我们个人来的地方，求天父听我们的祷告，感谢祈求奉耶稣基督的宝名，阿门。